insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, welcome to another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you, and in this edition of the program, we'll have a look at the contents of Surah Al-Ankabut, or Chapter Spider, the 29th chapter of the Holy Quran. Brothers and sisters, now let's listen to the 27th verse of Surah Ankabut, and we will be back.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
وَوَهَبْنَا لَهُ إِسْحَاقَ وَيَعْقُوبَ وَجَعَلْنَا فِي ذُرِّيَّتِهِ النُّبُوَّةَ وَالْكِتَابَ وَآتَيْنَاهُ أَجْرَهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَإِنَّهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ لَمِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ
And we gave to him Isaac and Jacob, and placed in his descendants prophethood and scripture. And we gave him his reward in this world, and indeed, he is in the hereafter among the righteous.
So, as you listen to the verse, we generally understand from this 27th verse that the reward of the sincere services and goodness to Father is seen in the people's descendants. And in this verse, the Quran is referring to the four merits that Allah gave Abraham after his emigration. Because it says, وَوَهَبْنَا لَهُ إِسْحَاقَ وَيَعْقُوبَ We granted him Isaac and Jacob. وَجَعَلْنَا فِي ذُرِّيَّتِهِ النُّبُوَّةَ وَالْكِتَابَ We appointed the prophecy and the book to be among his progeny. And we gave him his recompense in the world. وَآتَيْنَاهُ أَجْرَهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَإِنَّهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ لَمِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ And verily in the hereafter, he will certainly be of the righteous. So, the first merit was some worthy offsprings, those who could keep the torch of faith and prophethood light in his progeny. So, that's the reward of sincere service and goodness to Father. وَوَهَبْنَا لَهُ إِسْحَاقَ وَيَعْقُوبَ We granted him Isaac and Jacob. Now, they were two great and eligible prophets, each of whom could continue the way and the line of Abraham, the iconoclast prophet that we discuss. And the second merit was as follows. And we appointed the prophecy and the book to be among his progeny. وَجَعَلْنَا فِي ذُرِّيَّتِهِ النُّبُوَّةَ وَالْكِتَابِ So, the third merit was that it was said in the Quran, وَآتَيْنَاهُ أَجْرَهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا We gave him his recompense in the world, and we'll talk about this reward shortly after the break.
وَوَهَبْنَا لَهُ إِسْحَاقَ وَيَعْقُوبَ وَجَعَلْنَا وَجَعَلْنَا فِي ذُرِّيَّتِهِ النُّبُوَّةَ وَالْكِتَابَ وَآتَيْنَاهُ
said that this holy verse is talking about different kinds of actually rewards being given to Abraham. وَهَبْنَا لَهُ إِسْحَاقَ وَيَعْقُوبَ. We gave him Isaac and Jacob. وَجَعَلْنَا فِي ذُرِّيَّتِهِ النُّبُوَّةَ وَالْكِتَابَ. We appointed the prophecy and the book to be among his progeny. وَآتَيْنَاهُ أَجْرَهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا. And even in this world, we gave him rewards. And this reward, which has been mentioned secretly, may refer to different affairs, such as good name, such as truthful tongue among all nations, because all nations respect Abraham as a great prophet and boast for his existence. And that's why they call him the chief prophet. And among his other rewards can be mentioned the flourish of Mecca by his supplication, the attraction of all hearts towards him, and the yearly recollection of his glorious, instructive, faith-creative remembrance in the rites of Hajj ceremonies. Anyway, the verse continues and says, as the fourth merit, وَإِنَّهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ لَمِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. And verily, in the hereafter, he will certainly be of the righteous. Now, as it is understood from many verses of the Quran, being among the righteous ones is the utmost honor that a person may earn. That's why when many prophets were asking the Almighty Allah, they asked Allah that they would appoint, that they would be appointed, and Allah would appoint them in the row of the righteous. For example, Prophet Yusuf, after gaining the highest apparent victories, asked Allah and said, cause me die Muslim in submission to you and join me with the righteous. Prophet Solomon, with all those glorious ranks and magnificence he had, he said, and admit me by your mercy among your righteous servants. When the contract of Shu'aib with Moses was finished, he said, and you were with us in that chapter, if Allah wills, you will find me among the righteous ones. So, as you can see, in many verses of the Quran, when Allah admires the great prophets, he characterizes them as being among the righteous ones. And it is well understood from the totality of these verses that being righteous is the highest stage of the development of man. It has a lot more to be discussed, but we'll leave it here and we'll continue our discussion in the next episode, God willing. Thank you for staying with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at EnglishRadio@irib.ir. Until the next program, take care.
Things always worked for me.